harsh, cruel world out there, isn't it? And sometimes it seems that we live in a world devoid of encouragement. Some days it feels as though all the encouragers that God ever created have been wiped off the face of the earth, completely extinct. And then you meet one. Wow. Thank God for the encouragers in this world. Amen. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective as we take another look at how mightily God is able to work through ordinary, everyday, unassuming people. We've been looking this week at being a little person used by a big God. And in particular, I've been sharing some stories about some of the little people that God's used so mightily in my life. A young man called Joseph in Africa, Max, who works with me here in the studio, my wife, the silent servant behind the scenes. It's amazing how we suffer in this world from superstar syndrome. We see all these larger-than-life media personalities, people who aren't really people anymore, they're brands. And we think, I can never be like that. I can't have significance like that. When all along, God has this crazy plan. He's looking for little people like you and me, whom he can use in the lives of others. I'd like to finish up this week as we look at significance by talking about a man in my life called Anthony. Now, Anthony's a few years my junior, but he's the most excellent encourager you'll ever meet. He's this tall, gangly, curly, red-headed guy, and he himself would say, I'm no oil painting. He's kind of right. He should be in radio with me. He's a Queenslander. That's a little bit like being a Yorkshireman in the UK or a Texan in the US, right? Queenslanders in Australia are kind of special, something different and wonderful about them. And Anthony runs an advertising and design company. They do the most amazing creative work. I met Anthony when he was really, really down. He'd done some free concept work for a particular ministry who were doing a media campaign, and they took some of that free work and didn't use his company to do any more. God had really laid something on his heart at the time to support a media ministry. And one thing led to another, and now he supports our ministry. Now he's the chairman of our board, and he has this passion and fire for what we do. His creative companies over the years helped us with brochures and newsletters and just the stuff that in ministry you have to do. And as I said, they do the most wonderful creative work. We just put a website together called whosjesus.com, and they did all the printing and promotional stuff for that, and it was just stunning. Now, the work they do is just wonderful. Now, this guy was so full of disappointment because he thought God was leading him down one path and that fell over, when all along God was getting him ready to work with us, to be with us. And in the middle of that disappointment, God was getting things ready for him, not only to be a ministry supporter of Christianity Works, but also a personal friend and a supporter to me. We live in a world where very few people encourage one another. Encouragers are like dinosaurs. They seem almost extinct in the workplace or at home or anywhere. I was talking to a young man by the name of Mike, and he's the assistant manager of a large store, well known, and they just opened a large new iconic store in the middle of a large city, and the regional manager visited and gave the credit to the store manager. And the store manager, in reality, really didn't do much. He left it to the assistant manager, who was Mike. But the store manager never passed the credit on to his assistant manager. The store manager never said to the regional manager, you know, this guy Mike who works for me, he's done such a great job. We could never have done it without him. Not so much as a thank you. No, I could never have done it without you, Mike. Have you ever noticed that? Sometimes it feels like we live in a world devoid of encouragement, like you've been wiped off the face of the earth. And then God goes along and gives me an Anthony. Now, Anthony is a visionary guy. Anthony lifts my gaze. I think big. This guy thinks huge. And in ministry, when you're working day to day and you're managing the detail and the nitty-gritty and doing the things that I'm doing right now, which I really enjoy, sometimes you drop your gaze a bit. Sometimes you lose your strategic vision. Well, I organise to have coffee with Anthony once every 3 or 4 weeks, and this man is so passionate for God. He focuses me, he lifts my gaze, he lifts my focus up to remember what God is really calling us to do. So he just doesn't help the ministry, he encourages and builds me up. I don't know if you've ever thought about it, but being a person who does radio, who lives in a studio and does radio programs, you don't exactly have a million people around you. Not that I get lonely, but it is naturally a lonely way of working. Now, fortunately for me, I'm cut out to do that, but it was so wonderful to have Anthony in my life to get me over a cup of coffee and give me a shake and encourage me and bless me with his stories and pray for me and support me. Doesn't matter who we are. We all need that. And you know something? The people around us need that too. They're needful as well. They need support. They need encouragement. They need kind words. They need people to help them make connections. They need people who exercise their own gifts in their favour. This week I've spoken about four different people. Joseph, a young African man who I met in the UK, who's been through the most horrendous life as a refugee on the run for his life, hunted like an animal, and he stepped into my life and has just blessed me. Because of Joseph, our programs are now heard by millions of people each week across Africa. I spoke about Max, a gifted sound technician and a producer. I call him the knob twiddler. You know, Max sits here in the studio every day with me and encourages me and blesses me with his gifts and abilities. Then I spoke about my wife, Jackie, a gifted silent servant who does so many things in our ministry and in my life, things I could never do, looking after the supporters, looking after people who call in after programs and looking after our prayer partners. And now today I've told you about Anthony, an advertising executive. You know, advertising and marketing people, they're kind of a different breed to the rest of us. They're creative and, you know, they wear different clothes to me and all that sort of stuff. But this guy takes everything he is in business, everything he is as a person, everything he is as a follower of Jesus Christ, and he lays it at my feet and supports me and encourages me and blesses me. Just four people we've talked about this week who so bless me. If we talked about them all, we'd be here for months because God has been so good in putting these people in my life. Have you ever thought you and I are meant to be those people in other people's lives? Have you ever thought that your ability to encourage, just to write a kind email, just to pray for someone and say, I've been praying for you, just to say to someone, you're doing such a great job, keep going, just to say to someone, you blessed me so much. We are put there to bless other people, you and I, as insignificant as we might be. We're not superstars. We're not going to have our faces plastered all over televisions. We're not going to earn $130 million a year for wearing a particular brand of sporting clothes like one golfer does. That's not us. If it is, ring me. I'd love to talk to you. But it's just not us, right? God takes little people, and in my case, just a small number of little people who have a number of things in common. First, they're little people. They're not famous. Second, I happen to know them. And third, they put their gifts in God's hands and use them for my benefit. And fourth, God's taken the ordinary things that they do, the ordinary gifts that they have, the ordinary people that they are, and done extraordinary things with them in my life and the lives of so many other people touched by these programs. You and I, we may well be little people. You and I, nevertheless, have a call on our life. I believe God is calling you today to put your ordinary gifts, your ordinary resources, your ordinary abilities at his feet and say, Lord Jesus, how do you want me to use these abilities for you? I believe God is calling us today to lay our gifts and our abilities down at his feet so that he can take us, little people, to be used by a powerful God. Go on, are you ready? Social media is a great way to stay connected with your friends and the world around you. And we'd like to invite you to be part of the Christianity Works community. The Christianity Works community is full of daily thoughts, devotions and inspiration. So no matter what kind of day you're having, you can be encouraged. If you're on Facebook, search for the Christianity Works page and like us. When you do, you'll see some encouragement from your friends and community at Christianity Works, including free booklet downloads from time to time. But more than that, it's a library of thoughts and verses that you can share with your friends and family, so we'll be sharing God's Word together. It's a great way to share the good news of Jesus amongst all the chaos. Amen? So like us on Facebook, be encouraged and blessed, and share some of that with your friends as well. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.